Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my good friend and colleague and co-host Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Lai Ching-da is the new president of Taiwan. Reuters reporting, it is impossible, quotes, for the People's Republic of China to become Taiwan's motherland because Taiwan has older political roots, according to the island's new president, Lai Ching-da. We welcome Charles Burton of Synopsis to help us understand this challenge by the new president of Taiwan to the mainland. It sounds like they're playing an historical game. I'm not sure who wins this. Charles, a very good evening to you. First, is this accurate, older political roots than the mainland?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Taiwan is officially known as the Republic of China. It's the continuation of the 1911 regime that overthrew the last dynasty, the Qing dynasty. Up until 1991, the Taiwan legislature included representatives from all parts of China who had been elected in the last what they regarded as legitimate election in 1947. It was only in 1991 that they decided the mobilization period for suppression of the communist rebellion had come to an end, and that they retired the representatives of various provinces in mainland China who were still alive. They didn't replace them if they had passed away, and decided that they didn't need to have a government prepared for war, but that they could allow democratic politics and different views to contend. So it is still the Republic of China, and Mr. Lai is perfectly accurate in suggesting that if anything is the mother, it should be the Republic of China on Taiwan and not the People's Republic of China, which was established in 1949.
Gordon, in your measure, does an historical debate like this, does it sting Xi Jinping? Does he take it personally?
Oh, he certainly does, because he believes that Taiwan should be considered a part of the People's Republic because of history. History is very important to communists because it confers legitimacy in their view, which means that when someone punctures that historical analysis, it can actually be a grievous wound. And this is President Lai's second historical attack on China within a one-month period.
You have a question for Charles.
Charles, the same President Lai actually talked about China's historical claims with regard to Russia, if you remember, if you can explain that, because I think it's fascinating the way that President Lai is returning China's political warfare in a very, very corrosive way in terms of the way the People's Republic views it.
Yes, I think that's true. I mean, certainly the Republic of China still believes that Mongolia should be part of China, including the section that, you know, was oriented towards Soviet Union, which is now an independent republic, and that significant parts of what is the Russian Far East had previously been claimed by China under the Qing dynasty, and negotiations took place and the current borders are there. Although I do think that, you know, in the future that China will probably try and regain territory that's currently under the control of Moscow and some of the territory of Korea that China claims should be part of China. I think that's an ongoing thing. But Taiwan has never been a province of the People's Republic of China, and its historical connection to Chinese governments, you know, in Beijing, I guess, more recently, is tenuous at best. So the nationalists are able to make a very good argument that Taiwan is not just de facto an independent nation where the government out of Taipei is in effective control of the territory, and that they should be recognized by the United Nations. But also historically, the Chinese claim to Taiwan is weak at best. You know, I mean, there's no reason why Taiwan couldn't be part of the United Nations. We used to have East and West Germany, and we have North and South Korea there. And we've had other divided nations, as they might be referred to by one side or the other, in the UN. And certainly China does not want that very legitimate claim to become a reality, because it would help consolidate the view that people in Taiwan do not want to become part of mainland China ruled from Beijing. It's clear that Taiwan wants to be democratic and independent based on their own historical and cultural norms, which are very much different from what we see in mainland China.
Charles, this appears to be poking the dragon's nose. Is that a correct perception? And does that tell us something about President Lai?
I think absolutely that is true. I mean, President Lai is different from previous presidents. President Tsai, his predecessor, treaded much more softly on the China question. And of course, before that, there was the 92 consensus, which suggested that there's one China, two interpretations. They have completely refused to affirm that any further. And it does seem to be Lai, as Gordon says, simply hitting Xi in a vulnerable place. And he seems to be doing it on purpose to demonstrate to China, and I guess to the world, that Taiwan is an independent place that doesn't see itself as in any way subordinate to the larger mainland China next door.
Gordon, do you think it's wise for President Lai Ching-da to poke the dragon?
Oh, absolutely, because Xi Jinping keeps on talking about history, about why history demands that Taiwan be annexed by the People's Republic. So if you can attack the historical narrative, you're attacking the legitimization of China's attempts to take Taiwan. So this is something that, is very good that President Lai is doing, because neither his predecessor or his predecessor's predecessor, or the one before that, was willing to take on, as Charles said.
You have a question, Charles.
And change the name of the country from Republic of China to Republic of Taiwan. That would be the logical next move in this regard.
Charles, when we look at political warfare, which is what's really going on here, I mean, there are arguments about history, but this is really political warfare. It seems to me that Taiwan is saying they've had enough of China's political warfare. They're going to defend themselves, and they're going to actually defend themselves by attacking the Chinese. The reason I mentioned this is because our country, America, is attacked almost every day in a political warfare campaign that sometimes is malicious, but the United States is not fighting back. And I can almost say the same thing about your country, Canada.
Yes.
It just occurs to me we should be doing the same thing, because if Taiwan can do this, why can't we?
Yes, I think the target of this statements by Mr. Lai is really the people in China to convince them that a war with Taiwan is not on a sound, righteous, nationalistic basis, but that it is simply a question of Xi Jinping seeking to play on nationalism to expand his own power base. And so, you know, I think calling a spade and making it clear where you stand on things in terms of the hybrid warfare aspect of information is increasingly crucial these days, particularly with the internet and the ability of hostile nations to try and create narratives that support their illegitimate positions.
Charles Burton of the Synopsis Institute, he's in Ottawa, Canada, observing, as we are, the new president of Taiwan. In your face, Xi. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America. a social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.